Zechariah chapter 5. It only takes a moment to watch the news to realize the evil and violence that surrounds us. There are those who do not want to go out at night for fear of being mugged. Even when assailants and rapists are arrested, many of them are released immediately. The bad guys walk free in the streets, and the decent people are imprisoned with bars and alarms in their own house. In a context of theft and lies, a great scroll unfolds in the heavens, like the tablets of the Ten Commandments, written on both sides, Exodus 32:15. Finally, God puts an end to human debauchery and sends evil in Hebrew in a feminine noun. In the chapter, it represented by a woman. The angel said, "The woman's name is wickedness," and he pushed her back in the basket and closed the heavy lid again. Then I looked up and saw two women flying towards us, gliding on the wind. They had wings like a stork, and they picked up the basket and flew into the sky. Verses 8 and 9. These two women lifted up the basket between earth and sky. The figure of the two women took evil to its place of origin, Babylon. Both these versions of those that follow speak of a judgment, still future, where God will call every human being to account for his and her own wickedness and for his or her adultery. It is a message of hope for the Christians who suffer from the injustices of life. Lord, I know that one day you will judge the world with righteousness, but in the meantime, give me strength and faith to confide in you and face the challenges of this day.